Blog Talk Radio.
I was eating junk. I had just had two children back to back.
I used to not be able to get on the ground.
I never, ever daily exercise.
Before, if I'd get down, I'd need a chair or something to help me get back up.
I was 84 pounds heavier at one time.
I was always a big dude, but I couldn't move around.
That all changed when they met Diamond Dallas Page.
I started doing yoga, man. I started doing a thing called DDP yoga. It's not your mama's yoga.
WCW heavyweight champion, known for his signature move, the Diamond Cutter.
Diamond Cutter!
Took what he learned recovering from an injury and years in the ring and created DDP yoga.
Working out combined with the eating habits, it was a huge difference. I felt so much better.
It's a lot of fun for me because I never used to be able to be active. Now I'm on the floor, I'm rolling around, it's pretty cool. More than importantly, I just want to be alive. I'm down about 110 pounds.
DDP yoga can work for anyone.
Bang!
DDP.
DDP.
Radio.
High five.
Well, well, well. Hello, my friends, and welcome to a brand new episode of DDP Radio Live right here at DDPRadio.com. As always, my name is Michael Mullins, broadcasting live once again from the DDP Radio Megaplex in beautiful Raleigh, North Carolina. Last week, if you listened to this show, you'd know that I was adapting and broadcasting from my very own bedroom, my mother's bedroom, shall I say. We're visiting up north in New Hampshire, and my mother lives in the woods, and there's not a good connection, and none of my equipment is proper, so a little bit spotty last week, but we're back here, back in my usual setting, and back to my usual shenanigans, and talking to Crystal before this show. We were just talking about how everything's gone right. Her hydropower, you know, is being worked on. And I just bashed myself in the face with my headphones and am currently trying to stop blood from pouring down my face. So that's where we're at today. So we're stepped away from our usual chaos to take a road trip to a different chaos. And now we're back to our usual chaos. But there's no place I'd rather be right here on a Wednesday night, then pulling into my favorite spot right here. See, Crystal, you thought I was going to skip it. And I get the red carpet rolled out right before me. I get on the elevator where 16 supermodels greet me with champagne and grapes and roses, and I ride that elevator all the way to the top floor, the tippy top floor of the tallest part of all of Raleigh, North Carolina, and I climb up the fire escape to the top of the building, and this part I do alone because this is the secret recipe. I climb that rung by rung by rung to the top of the giant broadcasting radio tower on top of the tallest building in the tallest part of North Carolina, and I get to the top, and I look at the dark Raleigh skyline, but I look past it to the great white north where there's a light that's temporary out of order because the power is being worked on top of the mountain, on top of the mountain, on top of Mount Ontario. And that light is red because there's a fire coming from the soul, from the heart, from the hole, from the dungeon of Crystal Stewart. And I connect with that light. The light hits, boom, and we broadcast DDP Radio to all parts of the world. But without any further ado, I must introduce to you the person who's the glue who keeps this show together. Crystal, how are you, my friend?
First off, let me just say it's no wonder why you have a nosebleed. If you keep climbing all those stairs, just saying. I'm good, thank you. I'm having a week, and it's only Wednesday. Oh, yeah, yeah.
Well, you had started to tell me about it, and as soon as we did, we got the intro for the show is about to start, so I haven't heard all the details, but I got to tell you that we're all with you here, and we all appreciate you, and we hope your week gets a little bit better from here on out, and you are appreciated for all you do around you, if that makes you feel any better.
Thank you. It does. It does. Thank you.
Well, you are welcome, and it may not be a perfect week yet. It may not be a perfect week from now on out, but it's going to be a perfect hell of a show tonight because I've heard rumors that you have picked us out another incredible DDPY success story, another Warrior of the Week. You worked so hard pulling these together. And I mean, I can't even begin to find out how you do it, because every time I talk to you, you're like, we're filling spots. We're getting inspirational stories. We got people booked from here to eternity with DDPY success stories. But I'm going to leave that secret sauce to you, because you're getting it done and you're making it happen week after week. And this week is no exception. So why don't you tell us what we got going on tonight here on DDP Radio?
Sure. So I'm really grateful, Mike, that you can't see my desk, because my desk is a mountain of paperwork. This week, Mike and I will take the time to welcome an amazing warrior in Chris Goodman to the show this week. In reading up on Chris's background, I came to realize just how instrumental jumping on the bathroom scale actually is, and how shocking it can be to some of us. It, in many cases, is the thing that we dread and ignore, because we know that scales don't lie as much as we may want them to. And so our work begins, and it's not always easy. And I mean, comfort zones are hard to break out of. And suddenly, realizing that you are going to have to work, and some days you are not going to want to, truth be told. It is a real struggle sometimes to convince yourself to do it anyways. Once you realize that you are worth the effort, that the pain is temporary, and you earned every ounce of sweat that you are sweating, you are well on your way to becoming a warrior. And that's what we celebrate around here. And the only thing that can stop you is you. Please welcome to the show this week, my friend, Chris Goodman.
Hey.
Hi, Chris.
Can you hear me now? How are you?
Hey, Chris. How are you, man?
I'm okay. So my first question, I'm sorry, right out of the gate before we get too far, is like, where exactly in Ontario is this mountain?
Right.
Because, I mean, I've been in Canada my entire life, and it's like, wait, I don't remember that. I mean, if you can go past that to Quebec, maybe, but, you know, I mean, unless you're referring to the mountain paperwork on your desk, that I understand, but, I mean, I've been trying to wrap my brain listening the last couple of days and going, where is this mountain all of a sudden?
Yes, Mike, where is the mountain?
I'm going to put this out there right now. The last person who we disclosed this information to disappeared. So I'm going to just leave it at that.
All right, fine. I give.
Well, and also, Crystal, you were talking about the mountain of paperwork on your desk, and I'm not going to brag, but I, too, have quite the mountain of paperwork, but mine's just pictures of Josh McAdoo with devil horns and mustaches drawn on, but still, paperwork nonetheless.
Damn it, I was going to do – forgot to do something.
Oh. Well, Chris, thank you so much for coming on tonight. We appreciate you coming on and telling your story. Like every Warrior of the Week, we get to know each other on the air. We call it in the ring. We just get conversational. We always start out with one question. Every warrior needs an origin story. What got you to the point here where you're on DDP Radio, and what was the point where you took that plunge to start, and what got you to the point where you felt the need to start DDPY?
Well, it was a day in late December. I was down working in my lab, and there was this radioactive spider. Sorry, that's Spider-Man. Sorry. You know, I've been working on that all
like
week,
it.
And I thought, you know, and you know what? I'm not a Marvel guy. I'm more of a DC guy. But, I mean, sitting brooding in my bat cave just didn't sound right. So, you know. No.
Well,
I had the day right. It was late December 2021, the year I turned 50. And a couple of days after Christmas, I was at my sister's place, you know, having dinner with my parents and whatnot. And I saw her scale, and I just figured, you know what, it's been forever since I've stepped on the scale. And I really didn't know if I wanted to, but I did it anyways. And the number started with a 3, and I'm like, something's got to change. So there was no thought process involved. It was like, something needs to change. It needs to change now, and it changed the following day. So I don't know, it was December 27th or December 28th or whatever. First step I did was I got rid of all the pop. I haven't touched a drop of pop in almost 2 years. All I drink is water and tea. And then it was, I need to start changing up what I eat. Because I did this in stages. So I decided that the pop had to go first. And then I started eating healthier and watching what I was putting into my body. Like the junk food had to go. Pizza had to go. So that's where it started. And then I got through January like that. I was halfway into February. And I decided, you know what, maybe it's time to start trying the yoga. Because I still have my DVDs that I bought in 2016 and didn't touch until that year. So I went searching, actually, believe it or not, I found Fat Burner on YouTube. And I figured before I get into anything, let's see what I can do. So I did a couple of days of Fat Burner. And I'm going, okay, this isn't bad. And the terminology was kind of working through my head, and I was learning as I was going along. And then I decided, okay, let's go find my DVDs. So I found my DVDs. I still had the bill that this was dated 2016. I actually had to go out and buy a DVD player because I didn't have one. And I set it up, and I went through the Diamond Dozen. I really didn't have an idea of the schedule because I guess – when you buy the DVDs now, apparently it comes with the schedule, or the schedule is in the book, which I didn't have yet. So I was just kind of doing this and that. And then, so I did that for about a week. And then I went out and I had breakfast one weekend, one Saturday morning with a couple of friends that I ride with. And I told them how I was doing DDP, and they had done it too, so they knew what I was talking about. And then they told me about the app, which I didn't know about. So, like, right then and there, I downloaded the app. And then they told me about this Facebook group. And it's like, oh, okay. So then I went and I checked out the Facebook group. And then it all just kind of went downhill from there.
Downhill.
What? I mean, that's a great – oh, sorry, go ahead, man.
No, go on.
No, I was just saying that's a hell of a string of coincidences to get you to the point where you are now. And it's funny how you had the DVDs for a while, you were familiar, but it took a certain set of circumstances to really make it click for you, which just proves that, like, sometimes that stuff, you know, it happens when it's ready to happen.
Yeah, and you've got to be ready for it. It's just like when I quit smoking. It was like, or I stopped smoking. Sorry, I'm not a quitter. I was ready. I was going away for 5 days to Green Bay to watch the Packers, and it was like, you know what, I'm going to quit smoking. I'm going to stop smoking, and I haven't looked back since. The year later, I quit drinking coffee. Haven't looked back since. So it's just, you know, when it's time, it's time. So then I was watching the Facebook group, and I saw all these people with, like, 500 days, 1,100 days, 1,200 days. And here I am, there are all days of people working out consecutively. So I said, because, I mean, when I started with the beginner program, because I'd already done Fat Burner, so the way I looked at it was, if I can already do Fat Burner, there's no point in going to bed flex or the chair exercises, because, I mean, I can get up and down off the floor, I can move. So I just went straight into beginner. And I noticed that all these people, I didn't know that whether it was consecutive days of them working out or if it was just day 700 of since they started, like, doing something. So right. I decided that if they don't need days off, neither do I. And I haven't taken a day off since, the 5th of March last year.
Holy.
Yeah. I'm up to day 592 as of today.
Congratulations.
So thank you. And that's how that started. And then in May of that year, somewhere early in May, somebody said something or other about Red Hot Core and being a challenge or whatnot. So I figured, Okay. So on the 11th of May of that same year, I started doing Red Hot Core every day. And I'm up today, I have 526 of Red Hot Core. So
wow.
I'm not where I want to be, but I'm okay with that because this is life now. This isn't a program anymore. Out of all the podcasts I've listened to, I've heard people talk about the program and whatnot. And I mean, it started out as a program, but now it's just become life. There was a bunch of us talking in my chat group, my dysfunctional group, earlier this evening, because we did there was a couple of us that got together and did the new workout together. We had a video chat going while there was like three or four of us all doing the new workout. And we were saying, we don't know what any day is going to be like without doing a workout every day. Right. It's just gotten to that point in my life where this isn't a program anymore. It's a lifestyle. It's part of my life. There won't be a day that I don't do it.
I think that's incredible because you know what? There was a time when you didn't do it at all. And then you jumped in and it's a learned behavior. You taught yourself to remain accountable. So you may not be at the end. There may never be an end, but you're certainly not where you were when you started.
Very much so.
Hey, I got to get a hold of you guys real quick. Blog Talk just crashed and kicked me off the thing. So I'm going to restart the show live. And if you guys can call back in just 2 seconds, it just ended for some reason. I'll cue you and we'll pick up where we left off and I'll have to just merge the shows. But I got some weird error and then it said gave me a countdown to end the episode. So I'm going to stop it right now and then I'm going to try to go live right afterwards. So
do you
want
to call
you
back
one
in?
Minute.
Okay.
You want
yes.
to call back in? Okay.
Yep.
I'm going to try to end it right now and then I'll have you guys call back in.
Okay.
Thank you. Sorry about that.